Blog Talk Radio.
But today is a special day, and let me tell you why it's a special day. Because it's Freestyle Friday number 2. The first one was extremely successful. Extremely successful. So, yeah, we're definitely looking forward to it today. And like I said, we definitely, I'm ready. I got my boy Fred Lowe in the studio for Freestyle Friday. Fred Lowe, say what's up to him real quick.
What's up, listeners? What's up?
We're going to keep Fred Lowe in the studio. He's going to be a honorary judge for the competition. Today we got a pretty good show for you guys lined up. It's Freestyle Friday, which makes it a wonderful show already. But we're also going to talk about some things with Star Wars, Adrian Peterson reinstated, 2 Chainz being sued, much more on that, and then maybe a little bit of Hillary Clinton. But the main topic for debate is it's going to be what they call them, degrees or something, whatever they call them things.
Yeah.
It's going to be whether people with degrees deserve more pay in certain situations and whatnot out on the world. But like I said, we'll give you the greatest and latest in news and sports every single day, and the latest and greatest in the world, just for, because we love y'all. That's all. But I'm going to go ahead and play you guys some music real quick. Oh, shit.
Now, here comes the music.
You got a beat for me?
This right here is Fetty Wap. It's called My Way. We didn't really get to this one last week, but check it out.
Mickey on the track.
Baby, won't you come my way? Got something I want to say. Can I keep you on my bed? But first off, I'ma start by saying this. All heads out, if you think you can take my bitch. And I'm too turned when I shoot, swear I won't miss. Baby, won't you come? Something you should. I swear my shit's so sick. Ayy, and he mad as fuck, big two up all she sings. Ayy, and he mad as fuck, big two up in her dreams. Ayy, when he mad as fuck, when they sex, she scream for me. Ayy, big two up, what these niggas should be. Ayy, baby, won't you come my way? Got something I want.
Calm down on how retarded we are on the show.
I ate me a bag of Cheetos Puffs. That's what our show is brought to you by today.
And the show is, if you guys haven't found it out, the show is literally brought to you by things we use that day.
Yeah, what we usually eating or drinking while we're doing the show.
And in that case, with me, the show is brought to you by, brought to you by Miller Lite.
I thought it was Bud Light.
Bud Light. Yeah, damn. God.
They're going to sue us.
Nah, they won't. They're bitches.
And it's brought to you by the drive-thru Sweet Tea in Wildwood, Florida.
10-4, 10-4.
It's a little sweet unless you like it like that, so you should do the half and half.
That's right.
It's perfect.
That's how you do it. Hey, you know I put you on that.
Sure did. And these Cheetos, they got them 2 for $1. Like, this is like, this how much chips was back when I was young.
That's the that's what the baby's eating for dinner?
Yep.
10-4.
I already gave them to him. They're in that smacking now.
Ah, damn.
Anyway.
Miller Lite / Bud Light, so good.
Hit us up at www.blogtalkradio.com/Rel and Randy. We appreciate everybody that listens to the show, but we also need you guys to go on that website, actually go on there and follow the page. That's how we get, you know, our stuff going.
Our stats up.
Our stats up.
Get our stats up. Once we get our stats up, then we're going to go out into the community. We're going to get people to invest into the show. And then we're going to be able to bring you guys a show that has quality that's unrivaled.
True.
Unrivaled.
Very true.
Unrivaled quality.
Very true.
Kinfolk. Hit us up on Facebook as well.
Yeah.
We are the Rel and Randy Show.
We need all the Facebook followers to go on that website.
Get it
popping, because we have a lot. And
we have a lot of Facebook followers, but we don't have a lot of followers
on the page.
As far as our actual page goes, what do we got? We're almost
140,
up.
I think.
Yeah, we got a call real quick. Let's take the call and see who this son of a bitch is, real quick. Hello, you're on.
Hey, what up?
What up, cuz?
Hey, I got a real question for you.
I've never even met him.
What's up?
You're going to meet me tomorrow. Hey, real question. You guys touched on the Mayweather and Pacquiao fight at the end of the show on Wednesday, and I got to thinking, and I got a question. Do you think, because of the high caliber of the fight, now check it out, Floyd Mayweather is saying that this is going to be his last fight, and he's done. Now, everyone knows he's undefeated.
Second to last.
Everyone knows that he's undefeated, and he's going to want to keep that record, you know what I mean? And then on the flip side, if he's done, he's going to probably want to secure a good retirement check. So do you think that either fight, with the amount of money that's involved in this fight, would take a fall? Huh?
No way.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think? Not at all. No way. There's no way that Pacquiao
no
would
way.
Take a big check. How much do you think Mayweather's willing to pay to keep his undefeated record? Probably a lot
first of all,
money.
One thing I say about Pacquiao is that, like, when you talk about, like, a genuine, true, and, you know, upstanding person,
wholesome.
You talk about Pacquiao. And this dude has wanted this fight for more than anything in his life. So why would you take a 60-40 cut if you're just going to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, if you're gonna fall for the fight? He's going to make over $100 million. Pacquiao is going to make over $100 million from this fight. And he's only getting 40%. Mayweather's already making his money, so he don't need to pay him.
Yeah, whoever wins or loses, it's not they're going to get paid regardless. So I definitely don't think they would take a fall. So much big money is involved that they can retire off of this.
But what it does sound like to me, it sounds like Mayweather. I think he's beat mentally already because he's like,
what?
I don't have passion for it no more. I don't want to do it no more. Why would you say that before your big fight?
I know there's a lot of money involved and stuff, and that they're both going to get huge checks already. But the thing is, if you're a platinum fighter and you're on your way out the door, you don't give a shit about your last fight. You just want more money so that he can live this fucking cocky lifestyle that he has. Pacquiao, on the other
side,
I highly doubt. I'm talking about Mayweather, and I highly doubt Pacquiao will take a fall just because, like you said, for 6 years he's wanted this fight. However, money talks. If they're saying, look, you're going to get $40 million for this fight, or $200 million and you take the fall. $200 million is $200 million.
He's already getting $100 million. He's not going to take the fall. This is going to definitely be one of the best fights in boxing, only because it's got so much hype, and then behind the hype itself, there's actually two really, really good boxers, and Pacquiao hasn't really been training up to par. He's definitely training hard as hell for this fight, and so is Mayweather. If you go on their Instagram and all this stuff, all you see is them guys posting up pictures of them training, and both of them really want this. Mayweather wants that undefeated record, and Pacquiao wants to show that he is going to be great. Nobody wants to throw this fight.
Yeah, Mayweather wants that legacy. He's got the money. But if he get to write his name in the sand or wherever, the sidewalk or wherever he's going to write it at.
Who do you got on the fight, Mike?
I'm going for Pacquiao only because I can't stand Mayweather. I can't stand the Mayweathers, the Richard Shermans, all the cocky, arrogant, self-proclaimed pieces of shit in sports. I 100% agree with Rel last week what he said, that Mayweather cannot really fight. He just picks dudes that he knows he can beat because of their style. He slips, he dodges, he gets his tags in there to get the scorecard up, and then he wins.
Last point. In every sport, the best two teams fight, go against each other. Super Bowl, the best two teams. Basketball, best two teams. And everything, and say it should be the same way in boxing. But Mayweather for 5 years have not wanted to fight the number two boxer in boxing. But why?
Right.
And then I know they had the whole legal issues and the they were saying he was doping and all that. But once all that was cleared, and then like 3 years ago, Pacquiao was like, I'll take a pay cut. He still didn't want to do it.
Yeah,
he's intimidated,
bro. I'm going for Pacquiao because I would like to see Mayweather finally get put in his place, and I just don't like dudes who, like, if you already know you're good, like you're already great, you're top of the number one. Why do you have to act that way? Like, why do you have to be so fucking arrogant and just?
Mike, let me make a point to you real quick. In life, Pacquiao wins because he's a better guy. In boxing, Mayweather wins because he's a better boxer. That's all there is to it.
I don't think so.
Everybody wants
Pacquiao
to win.
You're all
going to get let down because Pacquiao, I'm telling you, man, I've watched these guys fight, and I guarantee you Mayweather is going to pick him apart.
No,
Pacquiao is going to come
box. He can't box, bro.
Pacquiao cannot box.
Have you not
watched
this guy?
He throws punches and lands
a couple shots.
Listen.
Don't give me
people. He doesn't pick people apart, though. Muhammad Ali picked you apart. He waited, and then he turned up the heat. Mayweather just moves around. He just fucking acts like a pussy, and then he hits you. He hits you when he can with this little lightweight little hit. You know, he doesn't have knockout power, and he just builds up points, and it goes to decision. Have you ever tried to fight someone?
Yes.
Like, I don't know if you've ever like been in a street fight where the dude just keeps running away from you, and you're just like, okay, we're not even fighting. You're just running around. The only reason why it's different with them is
that happens in every street fight I'm in. Everybody runs from me. I hate it.
I won't. I'll see you tomorrow, cuz.
All right, come on. I'm gonna get greased up on that ass. I'm gonna push you in.
I'm bringing the grease. I'm boarding the plane, buck ass naked. I'm ready to go.
Hey. Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right, listen, man. I'll get you back to the show.
You got me 10 times more excited to see you tomorrow because I know you're going to be arriving naked. But other than that, man, I think you're going to be let down. Don't get your heartstrings tugged on by Pacquiao, all right? He's going to get his ass picked apart. Nobody will be knocked out in this fight. All right, buddy, I love you. I'll text you back because I seen you text me about something about dressing. Dress like it's going to be 90 degrees.
All right, see you, Mike.
No,
see you tomorrow.
All right.
He has so much more to say. That Joker is talking damn ear off.
I've never met him, but I like him.
Nah, he'll be here tomorrow, man. We'll enjoy some time together. Hopefully we get there in time for that booze cruise. My sister's birthday was yesterday, man. Shout out to my sister. I love you. Sorry I couldn't make it to your birthday dinner.
Because he's a jerk.
No, I'm not a jerk. I'm broke. So I couldn't make it. I had obligations,
okay.
And I needed
well,
to make
sure
that
that's
I...
That's excusable. When you just be right up and
I'm a responsible
and be
man. I'm a responsible guy. Everybody knows. You know how it is.
Yep.
Today is Freestyle Friday, ladies and gentlemen. And I said, we only got one gentleman that listens to us. So, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Hey, Weatherman Joe, welcome in the studio. Come on in, Weatherman Joe. Weatherman Joe in this niche. Weatherman Joe, welcome to Freestyle Friday. You want to break him off or something?
Okay.
All right, Weatherman Joe's going to break you guys off with a little bit of freestyling.
We got
Juicy the Judge. He's going to be freestyling later, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's going to be crazy. Crazy. All right, hey, we got another call. Let me go ahead and answer the phones and see what these MS want to talk about. Should I call them MS off the top or no?
Oh,
no. Somebody just... All right, I didn't mean the MF thing, okay? Call back, all right? Somebody just hung up. It's all right. Anyways, pull up a chair, Weatherman Joe. You got to get up in here, man. Got to make sure you get your station set up. Hey, listen, me and Weatherman Joe were talking about how he became a weatherman and how he knows so much about, you know, the possibility of rain and this and that.
True.
And how he's so good. Honestly, he told me a couple of his secrets today, bro.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to let him tell you, though.
Okay.
But it's pretty crazy, honestly. It really is. It's really crazy how accurate he is with the reasons why he's accurate.
Yeah?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Lil Wayne versus Young Thug, Barter 6.
Yes.
The Barter 6. Why did he call it the Barter 6?
Okay, what was going on was he was really, really hard down on going to name his album the Carter 6.
Right.
So, you know, Wayne put out his little diss and said what he said about it. And then Young Thug tried to take the high roads, like, you know, he's my idol.
Right.
I'm not going to disrespect him. I respect him.
Young Thug said that?
Yeah, Young Thug's like, I respect him. He's my idol. That's what I look up to. That's the reason why I'm doing this. And then Wayne was like, fuck that.
He's a bitch.
Basically. And then it was like, hey, I'm going to hit you with this lawsuit. Then what's up?
Yeah.
And then he was like, yeah, I'm going to call it the Barter 6.
Wayne just punked him. I love it.
Basically.
I love it.
I hope no one bought it, though. That's the whole thing. Like, I think everyone should just go and illegally download it.
Right.
He should make $0.
I'm totally backing your last statement right there. 100% of the way.
Illegally download Young Thug's album, The Barters. What the hell is a barter?
Let me tell you guys why Jarrell gets lost in his speech. Because he'll start to talking and then he'll find a video. What were they packing gum right there or something?
I don't know.
They're packing gum or something.
Like 100 miles an
hour. it's amazing how captivated
he is. It's Mike's fault though. He posted this. No, it's Cars, bro.
I don't care what it is. That's dumb.
Look
that's,
at it. He's doing a. He's doing.
You're doing a radio show, man. Get off the card or gum or whatever it is, and let's do a show, okay?
All right, I'm sorry.
Thanks again, Mike. Jesus Christ, this Joker ain't even here. He's already ruining shit. Whoever was on the lines, give us a call back. The number is 713-955-0701. This is Freestyle Friday. Anytime during the show, anytime.
And then
call up.
Sometimes I just stumble on my word because I just really can't talk that well.
Yeah, we're not very educated.
Yeah.
We're not at all.
We're very smart, we're just not educated.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know which are we like street smart with a little bit
we're
of books?
Both. We're both. Yeah. Like we're like I'm always right but I'm never wrong.
Yeah, but that's only because you're so blind to the fact that the answer you're giving is so wrong.
Think so?
I know so, man. You told me something the other day and I was like, man, this Joker is retarded. And you were telling me it was something to do with how you wipe your butt. You remember you said you go you go to the nuts, not away from the nuts.
Right, to the nuts.
Yeah, you wipe to the front, and I was like, nah, bro, that ain't right.
Yeah, but did my reasoning sound a little legit?
No, it wasn't. You said your reasoning was if you wipe to the front and you leave a streak, women like the taste of your nuts more because they don't put it together that it's actually poop and old food. You said that it's flavoring. And women are just that dumb. I don't agree with that at all, because I tried it. And my balls stunk really bad for 2 days. 2 days, and I washed them off the next day. Maybe because I left the poop there and it crusted up.
Hey, Walmart closed 5 stores and laid off thousands of workers, and don't know why. No one knows why.
Weatherman Joe was telling me that McDonald's is raising up the wage to $15 an hour.
No.
Worldwide.
No, is this in Miami?
Worldwide.
That's what I was.
Why?
You
know what I'm
talking
about? You know what I'm quoting about? Worldwide. Why?
I have no
the
idea.
The Step Brothers, bro, when they do the whatever.
I love that movie, but I don't remember that part.
Why are you kidding me?
Nope.
That's when they're thinking about doing their karaoke business, and they call it something worldwide. I forget what it is.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
No. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Prestige worldwide. Why? Yeah. I'm sorry, bro. I get carried away.
Yeah, you just do. Okay.
I get carried away, man. My fault.
But yeah, that's what I was talking about. Earlier when we were talking about the show, I was like, man, we should really talk about that because someone posted on Facebook about they don't think they deserve $15 an hour. And I said, That's what I was talking about. So.
Okay, so look, I was even uneducated on the whole topic for the debate. See, because I was in here, let me tell you something. Jarrell's out there on the world getting Chick-fil-A while I was in here holding the showdown with Fred Lowe, my boy back here, who's the honorary judge for the day of Freestyle Friday.
I was not getting Chick-fil-A. I was getting a sweet tea from the drive-thru.
Okay, well, either way, I'm holding it down like goddamn gravity. And I'm sitting in here like, man, I really hope he comes through because he's got half the topics for today. And I'm up here, I'm like, well, we got a topic today, and it's about degrees and Fred was like, yeah, degrees, you idiot. And I was like, all right, cool. So it's about people who have degrees that should or should not get paid more than people with or without. So I nailed it 100%, but I really was confused while I was delivering that to the people. And I don't ever want to steer the people wrong.
You don't want to do that.
No, you don't.
Like I was saying earlier,
you don't wipe front or back to front because the ball streak doesn't add flavor to your balls and it stinks and women don't want to be down. So
they don't like the manly truffle butter.
That ain't even cool, cuz. All
right, cool. All
right, listen.
But anyway, that's one of the topics and the other one that was shot to us in the text message. But we'll keep going.
Yeah, the Hillary Clinton one?
The Hillary Clinton one.
Yeah. Who cares about her running for president? Seriously. Who does?
I do.
Forget it. She either gets it or not. I think Jeb Bush is gonna get it.
I think he should definitely If another one get in office, I'm leaving the country.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Bush, you mean?
Yeah, another Bush get in. I'm leaving the country. Yeah.
Speaking of Hillary.
Hey, it's my favorite part of the show.
Oh. Shut up, girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, he nasty.
Talk to me dirty. It's Thought Talk with Rel and Randy.
Ooh, it's Thought Talk.
Speaking of Hillary Clinton, she is a big advocate for gay rights, first of all. And she's also, I mean, she's very influential. And definitely when Bill was in office, they said
her husband is Bill Clinton. So guess what?
What?
He's the man. So we are basically giving Bill Clinton.
He was the second president that was impeached. Did you know that? But he never was impeached to the point where he was out of office. Did you know that?
Yeah, okay, whatever. So,
for splooging on a chick's blouse. This guy got impeached. Are you kidding me? We should have held
him up for being an American.
For being an American. Hell yeah.
This is America.
Damn right, man. We can splooge on bitches' blouses. Are you kidding me?
Why gotta be B-words though, bro?
On respected women's blouses. We can splooge on a respected woman's blouse, and she can still be respected because we know as a collective group here that we encourage CSing. We do, don't we?
Yep.
Don't we? Brother Manjo, do we not encourage CSing? When our wives or girlfriends do something good, we say, God damn it, good job, you little cocksucker. And they like, they love that. They know that we truly mean, damn, that was awesome. You know what I'm saying?
Nope, I'm leaving you with that by yourself.
Okay, BS. BS, MF, don't CS.
Okay.
All right.
That's my C. But anyway, Bill Clinton is going to have another run at office.
Bill Clinton is not. Hillary
yes,
Clinton,
he is.
However.
He is the man, and he yes, low-key, he's going to be running the world again.
No,
America.
No, that's the thing. That's what I was just going to say before you rudely cut me off, is Hillary Clinton ran the country when Bill was in.
Okay, true, but this is...
Honestly.
Okay, you're right.
She did.
All right, cool.
Behind every strong man is a strong woman.
You're right.
Right?
You're absolutely right.
Okay, whatever you say, Weatherman Joe. Turn your microphone on, Weatherman Joe.
But you're absolutely right, though.
Can I hear you? Go ahead. Give me some.
Check.
Yeah, we got you. You see that, Weatherman Joe? Hit it one more time. Do it with the double check.
Check.
Discount double check. See it?
Yeah. Yeah, I see it.
No, do it again.
I see it.
Yeah. See that? All right, cool. That's how you know you're on. Weatherman Joe, I was telling Rel here how you come up with the stats for how... you know, we're all enthralled to have you on the team because we know that everybody gets the weather and it's extremely accurate. But you slipped up and you told me how you come to that conclusion, how you get the accurate weather readings. And I didn't want to take credit for it. I didn't. Ask Rel. I said, I'm going to let him tell you.
True.
Right? So why don't you tell people how you come to the conclusion of your weather report?
Well, when we were studying from weather back in the day at K2, I used to live in this village. And at the village, an old weather guru, his name was Johnny Johnson, he used to tell us how to predict the accuracy of percentage of rain.
Right.
And I will share that with some people. Now, it's tough to do with North American cattle, but
cattle
that is... That is the secret to rain.
We seen it today. It was amazing.
I demonstrated a quick example. We saw some cattle,
mm-hmm.
and I pointed it out to Randy, and I said, hey, look, check this out. I'm going to let you know ACS, Ancient Chinese Secret. If you look over, and out of 10 cows, you see 8 laying down. That's an 80% chance of rain. But North American cows, it depends on what kind of breed they are. If they're Angus,
mm-hmm.
you have to have one more laying down for 80%. So you need 9 out of 10. You see how it works?
Gotcha.
It's amazing because as soon as he said that, he says, holy crap. Out of those 10 cows, the last one just laid down. He says it's going to rain. And before he said his sentence was over, he said, there's 10 cows, the one last one laid down. It's going to. And as soon as he said rain, guess what happened?
Started raining.
Yeah, we were having an Irish breakfast.
I could not believe it.
Wow.
I'm serious. I was astounded. I was taken back so far. I should have been in second grade how far I went back.
Damn, diapers. You should have been in diapers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Chris Sims said that Aaron Hernandez was polarizing in locker rooms.
Yeah, I heard. I mean, that's all you ever heard about a guy. He was a good guy. That's all you ever heard.
Well, yeah, obviously he's psycho and he's a perfect football player.
But the thing is like, his lawyer screwed him, bro.
Really? Well, in the closing arguments, yeah, like an idiot. He screwed him. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was crazy.
The fact that he's crazy.
I mean, yeah, but everybody have a little crazy.
But
I mean, he had a little more. It's a little bit much. But, I mean, I really think that's why he went. Like, let's say he really didn't do that. He really did witness it. But the fact that his lawyer held that out for, seven months?
Right.
You have to lock him up.
Did you know that the Patriots structured Aaron Hernandez's contract around his troubled past.
Yeah.
They knew about it. Right. They knew the, you know, right here it says, this is Yahoo Sports.
It's the Patriots. So, I mean,
Hernandez's troubled past wasn't a complete mystery. He'd failed a couple drug tests in Florida, University of Florida, and there were rumors about a thug life.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. The crazy part is not Aaron Hernandez. The crazy part is that Yahoo Sports said thug life.
I mean, that's what it was, bro.
Yeah. So it says, so when the Patriots signed him to his rookie contract, the deal was structured so that 75% of the money in the contract was set up so that he would only make 75% if he stayed out of trouble. And he didn't miss meetings. He was always doing the quote-unquote
right thing.
Yeah. So anyways, I thought that was interesting.
Which he obviously did because he got that big 5-year, $40 million contract.
Yeah, that was crazy, man. How do you give that up? Me and Fred were talking about that earlier, man. That shit's crazy.
It is crazy. Tuck was telling me about another guy. Back in the day, he said he was like the Adrian Peterson, but in college, though. I can't think of his name right now. Edward. I want to say something like Edward or something. But basically, like, he was always in trouble
right, for
all kind of stuff, and he ended up going to prison because he went and played Sandlot football.
Right.
And with some kids. And he's an NFL player or whatever. And he's playing pick him up, bust him or whatever with kids.
Right.
And one of the kids was talking so much junk to him, he ran him over with his car.
Are you serious?
Went to prison for 38 years, and then just recently he lost it and killed his roommate.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, man. He,
Something Williams, Everett Williams, something. So I can't
think
of it.
He went to Nebraska.
Yeah, that guy.
That's crazy.
Talking
about that last night.
Yeah,
it's
that's
like
crazy.
You have everything handed to you. Well, it's not really handed. You work hard for it, but you have everything that people would dream and kill for, and then you kill to lose it.
Yeah, well, hey, what do you got to say, man?
Idiots.
Mariota to the Chargers? Phillip Rivers headed to Tennessee and likely deal for Mariota. They're trying to get rid of, what do they call them? The draft pick. Trying to trade draft picks, and Mariota's going to be coming to the Chargers. Shout out my boy Mike, that's his team. What an idiot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who rides with the Chargers?
I mean, hey, they had me convinced at the beginning of the season, though.
You know when they used to have me convinced is when they had LT.
LT.
Yeah, and he was balling, and so was Phillip Rivers. And Phillip Rivers is still a good quarterback. He just can never deliver. He's like the
Tony Romo
of San Diego.
Yeah.
G shit. It's crazy.
Completely agree with you.
Yeah.
And we don't do that often.
Nah, we don't agree. Did you guys see that Star Wars trailer?
Nope, but I
didn't.
All I keep seeing is running up and down my fucking mic.
It's crazy. Look at this. Look at that. 100% chance of rain. Right?
That was one.
No,
right
actually, that because of that dairy cattle, that is 94%. There's one standing in the back.
Can you believe that math just registered that fast?
94, Mike.
What an idiot. What an idiot Mike is.
Because they're dairy cows. Make sure you explain that to Mike.
See, so what? There's Angus, there's dairy, and then what else? We got just standard cattle.
Yeah, well, you have Indian cattle. Well, we studied in K2 with the Weather Brothers.
Where was K2 again? Can we talk about that?
I can't really let you guys know. But K2 is, you know, the mountaintop.
Okay. Gotcha.
In the West Indies.
I can't give the exact.
I know that Shorthorn is very accurate. The Shorthorn cattle, they're extremely accurate when it comes to.
I heard the worst ones are the
Texas Longhorn.
They're Herefords. Herefords.
Oh, the Herefords. Yeah, that's crazy.
Because they're so huge and fat and lazy.
Yeah, that's a beef cattle, isn't it?
They tend to lay down more than others because of their size.
Exactly.
And
right.
It gives a false perception about it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, those cows, man, I tell you what. They're some funny animals, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're almost as funny as goats.
You got to give them the one check benchmark.
Oh, boy, I love a goat, don't you? Listen, I seen a goat video, and this guy came out, and this lady was actually kind of getting attacked by this goat, right? And I'm sure a couple of people know what I'm talking about. But this guy, man, he was a hero. Was
God,
he not?
God, he's a
he came out and
hero.
He was Sebastian Janikowski in this fucking goat. He really was. He tried. The first kick was definitely a whiff, unsuccessful kick.
True.
And that goat lit his ass up,
mm-hmm.
right? Brought him straight down to earth, and he was feeling the pain that woman. He ran off and left that woman there to fend for herself. But that goat's all over YouTube, man. We should have put that up on our Facebook.
Mike's going
to
do it for us. Watch.
Is he?
That sounds like he's on top of it.
He is on it.
He's on top of it.
Freestyle Friday, man. If you guys want to call in and freestyle, now is the time. The number is 713-955-0701. Anybody and everybody call in, and you are welcome to spit rhymes in time on our show to drop dimes, mighty cones. Anywho, let us know.
Hit them with a little acapella.
Little acapella?
Hit them with something on that they gonna get a brief sniff of.
Okay.
Sniffle of.
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
You want me to beatbox?
If you want. You want to?
Go ahead. Just do an acapella. It sounds
okay.
Way better.
All right. Whether Philip Rivers won or he lost, it'd be better off if I rap over a beatbox. But you don't want to, okay? So I'll hee-haw like a jackass. I'll pass fast, and I'll be like, hey, bro, listen up. I got to tell you something, and I'm no chump. I got to run up on a sucker, and I'll roll him up like a blunt, and I'll smoke him. You know what I'm saying? Listen to me, bro. You know what I'm saying? Pipe to your old lady, man. It's crazy. I dance on that bitch like Patrick Swayze back in the day. You know what I'm saying? That she want my baby. I be like, cool, what up? You gone crazy. Off the Richter. And I hit her. Oh, come on, man. I ain't no damn woman beater. But I eat her. No, I'm kidding, motherfucker.
Bars,
baby. Bars. Nah, I like those real, real good. Let me seriously. I'm going to spit
some. Those are really good, though.
Nah, I'm going to spit some dope stuff right here. Ready?
Dope stuff.
Tell me. We can talk about things. Like feathers on a pair of wings, right? And we can talk about quacks and all that. But let me go ahead and rap, okay? No kidding. I'm sipping on a bottle. The way I walk, I'm like a, it's type of a waddle, okay? And now if you're stuck, I'm going to tell you that the previous three bars are about a duck. No, come on, man. Let's get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Freestyle Friday. We definitely appreciate you guys listening for everybody and anybody. And if you got a 4-3-2-1 liner, just call in and give it to us. You can hang up. We won't even make fun of you. I promise you that. We really won't. You think so? For right now, though, I'm going to go ahead and introduce you guys to Yellow Wolf. His album is indeed out this coming Monday. Excuse me. It'll be on the 21st. Is that Monday? That's Monday, right?
Tuesday,
the 21st, Yellow Wolf's album is coming out. You can catch a lot of leaks out right now for it. But this is Yellow Wolf featuring Eminem, and it's called Best Friend. Check this song out.
Call me when it's drama, like Gandhi. Could have gone the other way. Many times could have turned Dali with the llama. But I squash my feet when things seem to be looking decent recently. But don't jinx it like Clint Eastwood looking for peace. So maybe not finna enter the priesthood, but at least should make an attempt to show some remorse in the beat. Some sort of repenter for the people. I've been a minister, not a preacher, but a shit starter and finisher. Inner the mind of a thick skin, but a short tipper. This patience of mine is thinner than twine is when I get attacked. So I might say something back that might offend you. So if you don't like when I rap, what I have to say on the mic, then you might wanna act just like quarterbacks and take a fucking hike when I snap, cause I'm a sinner. And
I've got a best friend.
Blood, balls, and intestines. And I've never been yes men. They gon' tell me when I'm fucking up the minute I'm ever giving it less than. I'm about to vomit and I can tell it coming, cause failure's something I can barely stomach. And I only listen to my gut, so unless you're my fucking belly button, don't tell me not doing my
best friend.
Who you think I'm talking about? Lift me up when I'm down and out. Still look to him without a doubt. You got a
best friend.
Shout it out like there's ever been a louder mouth. Should've never been a louder mouth. Now that I got a higher power, now with a blackout power out. It's out. I'm powerless, but they crowd around. They tend to flock like shepherds to black sheep. But I'll be the worst thing that these motherfuckers ever heard. When I'm counted out, you'll be D.O.A. They'll announce or pronounce you dead when they sound it out. To prepare for arrival, your arch enemy surrounds you now. He's all around you. Not even a doctor is at the hospital looking to shiki shock you back to life. Is it piggy possible to revive you? That's hard to the diggy dot, diggy stop. And it's not an option, something I'm not gonna do. I'm the Iggy Pop of hip hop when I walk in the booth. Dog, I'm the truth like Biggie rocking with Tupac. And a soup talk and a proof dropping a juice. Fill up a syllable clip like a refillable script cock and a shoot. Who you think's my clock that I use that I pull from to get my strength up against these haters? And they'll be waiting at the gate when you get sprayed up. Sitting you home straight up to deal with my
best friend. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Best friend. You need to put that in there. You know what I'm saying, cuz? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, cuz? I'm talking to you, bro.
I know what you're saying, cool.
God bless America. Son of a prick. Son of a...
Don't say that word.
Prick?
No, you say that one.
Son of a prick, that's what I said.
Okay, cool.
Because once I say SOB, you know I'm pissed off.
Yep.
100%.
Yep.
Floored.
Hammered.
No, not at all. That's way too freaking wild. If I'm hammered, doesn't that mean drunk?
I don't know. I just threw a word out there.
I can be hammered. Somebody want to get hammered and talk some trash, you know, I'm down to get hammered. Call into the show if you guys are looking into freestyle. 713-955-0701. I'm going to slow it down for you.
713-955-0701. There you go.
Yeah, if you didn't catch that, you're fucking retarded.
Retarded.
Hey, I got to talk to you guys about something serious, though. Fountains. Fountains are one of the most important things in my life.
Mm.
I have never gone a day without appreciating a fountain. Now, when you're feeling down and out, when you're feeling inadequate, when things just aren't going your way, I want you to think about a fountain. And I want you to think that it's a derivative of the word fons, which is Latin. Now, when I tell you that it's Latin, that means much more than the fact that it came from a bunch of Germans, okay? When I say me and my maricones down in Spanish, in Spain, my friends, I should say, maricones, I was told meant something different, but I really don't believe it. But fountains saved my life 3 times in my life. Okay, because when I was down in Daytona, and there was a child that was chasing me, and she had a popsicle, right?
It one of the torpedo ones?
No, the push-up.
Push-pop?
Yeah. Well, what happened?
Stone push-pops?
Yeah, what happened was this girl was she was a long-tugged motherfucker. So she pushed that push-pop all the way back down in there, and that stick was hanging out the end of it, right?
Right.
This girl was chasing me. And she thought it was a joke. What happened was I was running down Daytona Beach in that area where they got the fountains. You know what I'm talking about, Weatherman Joe? Yeah, that area they got those fountains. One shot up into her nostril. And I ran up to her and I punched her right in the face because she was a little discombobulated. I square hit her 100%, fat fisted right in the dome.
Right in the snout.
Yeah, right in the snout. Anyways, yeah, so it you know, fountains, you know, that's it. That's all I want you to know.
It's a beautiful story, bro.
You're going to appreciate fountains?
I definitely have a newfound appreciation for fountains.
All right. Well, I'm really passionate about it.
I can definitely tell sitting right here looking at
I'm
you.
I'm breathing heavy.
Yeah.
I feel my chest, my meat on my chest feels heavier now talking about it. Either I'm going to have a heart attack soon or I really am into this.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so just make sure you guys think of some good stuff. The Hereford cattle are definitely laying outside, but we're going to jump right into the weather right now. Weatherman Joe, his specialty, definitely appreciate you coming and throwing knowledge at these people. But what do we got for today and this weekend?
Well, today, actually right now, it's 80 degrees and cloudy. It's actually a cold front that came through today. It's a 17-hour cold front. You're going to experience cooler temperatures all the way to tomorrow morning at 10, 11. It's going to drop. But then it's going to get right back up to 85 tomorrow, and it's going to feel like 92. And then you're going to have a 62% chance of rain. And then later on, you're going to have a nice cool night, 69 degrees, partly moony. Tuesday, you're going to,
Partly moony.
Then Sunday is looking nice and hot. You're going to have 87 degrees. You're going to have a low of 70. A 62% chance of thunderstorms, which makes inside that 62%, you have 37% chance for thunderstorms. They're isolated, so you might see Wildwood hit and then Village is not. Monday, you're looking at 84 degrees for a high, 60% chance of rain, and then 68 for your low. And that is brought to you by Best Buy. Best Buy is the best place to buy.
Oh, yeah. Price match guaranteed. And check out they got a pair of Sony ZX series on-ear headphones, but the black pair going for $19.99. Sony made pretty good products, so you guys go check them out.
So let's jump into this topic, and let's make it quick because we got to close the show out. The last 8 minutes are going to be Freestyle Friday-related things. We appreciate you guys listening, by the way. This is a Rel and Randy show. We are on blogtalkradio.com/Rel and Randy, and introduce us to your friends, please. Adrian Peterson was reinstated.
That's not the topic. What that is.
And then 2 Chainz is being sued for acting out of his contract for $1.5
million.
By his record label.
Who?
I can't remember.
It doesn't matter.
It really don't matter. I mean, can't you just take the fact he's being sued and be happy?
Yeah.
Come on, bro. You're making me angry. Hangry, because I haven't eaten and I'm hungry and I'm angry. And okay. All right, I'm good. Let's go.
So.
McDonald's. $15 an hour.
Well, quick rundown. What happened? Quick rundown.
Go ahead.
It's a lady. Used to live in South Florida. Moved to Tennessee.
Right.
Got laid off. Came back to Florida. Can't afford her rent. Well, yeah, she really can't afford it. Her rent's $880. She makes $845. She needs the money, has kids, all this other great stuff. So, all this bad stuff. And so, if anyone had been down to South Florida, you know, it's like, it's either nice or bad.
Right.
That's how it is.
Right.
So, she started doing this, boycotting or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
For $15 an hour and gave a reason why, which I felt was, I think they should get it. And
I definitely think they should get it too, man, because we'd have to be very original and come up with some more insults that's not, hey, you're going to wind up flipping burgers. They'd be like, hell yeah, that's $15 an hour, cool.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
But I was looking at like, okay, other people's arguments was, well, I don't think they should get paid more than someone who has a degree. Or I don't think they should get paid more than someone. You know what? Then guess what? If you have a degree and you're working somewhere and they're not paying you that much money, then guess what? Start saying something. Boycott. Do whatever you got to do.
Exactly.
That's the case. You know what I'm saying? But you can't get mad because someone standing up.
Well,
saying,
see,
know,
the issue for this lady was she recognized that they were getting underpaid, and you know, a lot of these people held responsibilities as far as getting up in the morning and opening and closing these restaurants, and they weren't getting paid nearly enough to handle their responsibilities in life and then their health care. car insurance, all this stuff right. that people really do need in life. When that's all gone, what do you have left?
Nothing.
You got nothing. You're literally going nowhere in life.
She
recognized that. Yeah, she definitely recognized that issue. And that's why Americans are spending $153 billion a year to subsidize McDonald's and Walmart's low-wage workers. Walmart actually encouraged their workers to go and get welfare and get food stamps and get Medicaid and all sorts of stuff. They actually encouraged their workers to do that. To me, it's a shame because these businesses make so much money.
Tons of money.
And they can't come out of their pocket. So greedy. It's really, to me, it's sickening. Now, who says that these people who have a degree and they're sitting in an office and they're doing literally less work than these people should get paid more? I don't think that's right at all. I definitely think, and picture this right here. You and I, you come into my job, but I've been working there for 10 years, right?
Yes.
I've been working there for 10 years.
That was my point.
And you come in, and you're a fresh guy with a degree. You truly don't know what goes on in my job. You really don't. I can sit there and say, man, listen, this is how we do it now, but the reason
why
we do
it. You can write a damn good essay.
Right.
You can write a damn good essay.
Yeah, if, you know, I didn't have to spell it out because I'm a retard and I can't read or write because I didn't go to college, right?
Technically.
No, I'm just saying. I'm kidding. But what I'm saying is, people who are very knowledgeable about their jobs, they deserve pay, and I think that people need to do a better job as businesses promoting from within.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Like, one point I made was I'd use a military example, officers, and me and Juicy had this discussion.
Right.
I was saying, okay, you have some officers that come in, and this 23, 24-year-old, is now in charge of a whole platoon of guys.
And they have no idea.
Including a guy that's been in the military 24, 25 years.
Right.
His vet.
Yeah.
And you're going to come in and tell him
what to do.
What to do.
How to do it.
And then I've
how
seen
to be
some.
Safe.
I've seen, yeah, be safe. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's been some officers, a Butterball, first lieutenant, second lieutenant, those guys, they come in, they lead a platoon out on a convoy or something over there, and then they get them killed.
Right.
Because lack of knowledge, a lack of, you know what I'm saying? Because they don't have that type of experience. They don't know what it is. It's like a brand new private in the Army leading a platoon of guys. You don't know what the hell is going on just because you went. And then their degrees being stuff crazy. Like, you have a degree in marine biology.
It doesn't relate
to nothing you're doing in the military.
I definitely think people are spoiled in the aspect that they go to school and they come out.
I'm not saying they don't deserve their money.
I'm not saying that at all.
If you go to school, you go through all that, all that time, you do internship, I believe you should make the money that you deserve to make
but at the same time, somebody who spends 4 years in college and then somebody who spends 4 years on the job, I guarantee you that person who spent 4 years on the job is more seasoned and better fit for a higher position.
That's why bachelor degrees are now got people with 4 year degrees are they don't hold that much weight anymore.
Exactly, because a lot of people don't even end up in their field anyway.
Exactly. So it's like you get a 4 year degree and then I know people that work in the IT field.
Right.
Like, you can have a 4 year, 6 year degree in it. If you don't have certifications and experience, it doesn't matter. You
right.
can go sit in a million classrooms, but if you don't have that experience, it does not matter. All those certifications that those multi-billion-dollar corporations want you to have, you know, the Net Plus, the A-plus certifications, all those, you know, ethical hacking, you don't have those certifications, then it does not matter. So, I mean, it's she made a good point, but who is it on?
Get down on these beats, man. Just to let you guys know, we're really excited, and I hope you guys are too. 5 minutes rolls. You guys ready? Everybody?
We even got a female going to rap.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Why don't you? Well, let's play her. Let's put her on first.
All right.
Let's make sure she gets that shine, cuz.
Okay, cool.
What she want to do? She want to beat or no?
You want to beat or no?
No, no beat.
She said no beat.
Okay, whatever. 10-4, I guess we'll acapella. Go ahead, whenever you're ready, you just go ahead and get it in. Get it in.
All right.
All right. Get to the mic now.
If you don't know who I am, well, here you go. My name is Juicy, and I rip the flow. Come in through from the 352. I represent my country and my city, too. I like to listen to Brad and Randy. So, see, I bet they taste like candy. I call it how I see it. Each and every day. But if you get with me, we can do it your way. Hey.
Okay, Dad.
Hey, now y'all, all you wannabe rappers out there around here, ain't even call in.
Hey, what you want to say? What beat do we want to go to? You want that get down? Let's get that get down.
Run it.
Okay, let's go. Hey, everybody, let me set the mic up, man. Let's go ahead. Let's get this thing started.
All right, go ahead. And in the meantime.
In between time,
we're gonna talk about this. This playoff picture for a minute.
Yeah, hurry up with that. Hurry up, Cole.
Prediction, first round. Joey, hit it. West.
Golden State.
Golden State? I agree.
Spurs are going to win. Golden State's going to win. The Grizzlies, I think, are going to win. The Clippers are going to win. Wait, that can't happen.
No, Clippers play Spurs.
Clippers are going to win.
Spurs are going to win.
Yeah, damn it. All right, whatever. The East, it really doesn't matter because Atlanta and Cleveland are going to win. They're going to eventually play themselves. And then my finalist prediction is the Spurs versus the Cavaliers.
I really don't see nobody's going to beat the Cavaliers, really.
That's a motherfucker. Get Much love to you guys, man. We appreciate you, definitely.
See you Monday.
Monday fun day. And we out.
Country Munchin' Monday.
Okay.